Blog Talk Radio.
What's good?
Now, tell me who that group is right there from Philadelphia, that JP. Tell me who that is.
What's going on?
Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Where you in Alaska? Where you at?
I'm in the Philly.
Oh, you're in the Philly. Now, I was asking you, what group from Philly is that right there you just listening to?
That sounds like, man, that sounds, oh, man. I don't know. Shoot. That was a high voice, but I don't want to say Patti LaBelle.
No, that was, man, that's
that sound more like my girls. What's the name of that girl group?
A girl. Oh, no, I can't do that.
Other guy singing?
Yeah, man. Blue Magic, man.
Oh, okay, I'm way off.
Yeah, man, I went and dug that out today. I was like, I'm going to get him some of that and see if people can understand the message. You have to shine, you know what I'm saying? You really got to do your best out here. You can't be doing the half-ass stuff. It don't work. Nowhere does it work. On Earth, you know what I'm saying? That's where I started from, so I hope it, I don't know, somebody in the background trying to talk louder than me, but it's all right. I'm going to go ahead on with it, JP, and you just stick with the program, right? We're going to try doing some love stories today. We're doing love stories today, man.
Right on.
Take care on the list and everyone in Philly. I don't know, JP. You think it's going to take a miracle, bro?
Man, that's the jam right there.
That's the jam. Yeah, I was thinking about that you. I say, well, if you don't get the first one right, he will get the second one right. Who the artist, JP?
Yes, man. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Niecy.
Uh-oh. JP got the order right. Get the order
that's
right. Lucy. Can I get some fries with that? Yes,
that was unmistakable.
Yeah, see, that's what we're doing here on the Listening Room Philly. So we're seeing if we can get that artist to come on in. We ain't gonna call his name until he calls in. And maybe I tried to load up his music again. So I don't know. Maybe it loaded up. Maybe it didn't. But I'm going to let you know all I do is for you. You know what I'm saying? Here on the Listening Room Philly. I'll be right back at you, JP. Take it out.
Right on.
something, baby. Remember how your man was? Yeah, but that's when love was sexy, smooth, you know, all natural. A little something like this. Check it out.
It used to be about your drop-top. It used to be about your bling-bling. It used to be about the fancy things I thought. And anything that your money bought.
Oh, baby, baby, listen, do you remember when we first met? It was a day like this, oh, how I remember. It wasn't too long after that we started kicking it with each other. We shared some good times and bad times too, but we got through it. Yes, we did. When there was doubt, we both worked it out together. That's how we stayed together.
It used to be about your bling bling.
That's
used
right.
It used to be about the fancy things I thought. And anything that your money
those
bought.
Fancy
you're
things.
Talking about the real thing.
Oh,
oh you're
yeah.
Talking about a diamond ring.
I'm talking about spending time with your shorty. Let's go somewhere and just do that. Look at us now, how we've come so far. We both had drama in our lives. Yeah, we both shook it off. We've been through it. And through it all, you're my heart, you're my love, you're the one I want. Sure, I could see us together for a very long time. So let's be like this for all time. Oh yeah, alright. Ooh-wee. Yeah, yeah.
Alica and JP still busting that juggle out there. Yo. Yeah, you know who that was right there. Tell me who that was right there.
That sounded like Jaheim.
Man, that was that joint from Norman Conlon's, man. That's that new album. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, old people do it right. Old people do it right. Yeah. We're getting it right.
He's jamming on that one.
Yeah, man, they're coming back with the thing. I'm working on getting them in the studio right now, so that's what it is.
That's what's up. Yeah.
So what's going on up there in Philly, man?
Shoot, ain't nothing going on. We got hopefully, well, if we don't have this interview, we're going to have a nice topic at 7 for... Ain't
Ooh,
shit
I'm
funny.
I'm interviewing myself. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yo, yeah, I said, it's funny to say that. I said, man, I should just interview myself. I really was
playing. I got more music than he got. For real. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm opening opportunity for young artists to get on the platform and play your music. You know what I'm saying? I can play my music.
Yeah, absolutely.
I played JP music. I played two of your songs already. Right. And I was looking for the next one. So I don't understand the joke. But if there's a joke, listen, what I'm going to do, right, is I'm going to accentuate the positive. That's what I'm going to do. Okay?
All right.
I'm going to accentuate the positive, man. I'll be right back at you on the listening room.
All right.
Yeah, I'm positive.
You got an accent, you do it positive and eliminate negative. That's what you're about. Two to the affirmative, don't mess with nothing in between. You gotta spread joy, spread it up to the maximum, bring pain down to the minimum. Look out, y'all. Oh, pandemonium just love to jump into the scene. You gotta think all things are possible, and all thoughts of the improbable happen all ain't that remarkable. After all, it's all what you believe. To illustrate my last remark, talking about Jonah in the will, Noah in the ark. What did they do when things look so dark? So listen to what they said. Well, they said you gotta accentuate it, articulate it. Bet your life you be motivated. Let me get you back to what I mean. I mean you gotta accentuate it. Every little positive, eliminate a little negative. Touch it, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with nothing. Well,
cannot be what the people see.
Up to
your attitude to show the real you. Cause it's in your eyes now.
Here wherever truth resides. Oh,
thank you.
guy, that's what my suggestion is here on the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3 is in the house. I'm pushing buttons. And... All right, JP, I got you. They say it sounded just right. What they say? Sound about right.
What's up, my bad, man? Yo, I just bumped into one of the best cooks in the city, man. What's going on, man? Man, this brother made a chicken sandwich that, I mean, that joint. They need this. It's you right here, right?
This brother can chef it up.
God, I miss that sandwich, man. You look good, bro. All right, man. Peace, guys.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, JP, hold him. Why don't you hold him
there
for a second?
Yo, we're in the middle of the street, like, hold up traffic.
Nah, man.
He ran back
inside. Tell him call the show, man, so we can find out where it was and who it is. And because people be telling me they going up to Philly. So I got to tell him where to go eat and all that stuff. Hey, you got to remember the chilling circuit. If you don't remember the chilling circuit, you ain't going to remember nothing, bro.
Straight up. Yeah, this brother is in, he's over here at one of these universities. That's what he was telling me. He was like, I'm cooking in here now, but he must have placed an order. But he, like, for real, man, he made this one sandwich, but to get something through a franchise, I'm sure it's very political and blah, blah, blah. So, of course, they weren't going to do it, you know what I'm saying? But it was really, like, different. Like, that song was different. Like, if y'all put that, his chicken sandwich was the best thing on the menu, and it wasn't on the menu. I don't know if you can hear me. I can't hear nothing.
Oh, you can hear me, man. I was listening to you talk about chicken. You know, I don't eat no animals, so I could just get back and let the audience see if they want to slap their lips or something. Because you got to tell us where we're going to go get this chicken sandwich. I don't know.
Shoot,
I don't eat
man.
It. But I'm sure people will get with the program if it's all that. If you can eat
that. I wish he'd have gave me the recipe. I'll tell you where to come get it right now. That drone's off the chain. Yeah, man.
Okay, well, that's what you do when you get to Philly. You're going to have to call JP3 and be like, all right, where the chicken sandwich? Where the chicken sandwich you was talking about?
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be a private listening. Like they used to have at the Musa house. It had some music and had some food on the side.
Uh-oh, see, that's what we got to be doing now. Go ahead and set up that thing so we can make it happen. You know what I'm saying? All right, I got something called Hello, man. Check me out.
Right on.
Alone, elegant, confident, badass can be. goes something like this. You know what I'm saying? Cause everybody loves the sunshine. Live, don't put it past her. Little man that's kicking it with the Jamaica funk master, the Tom Brown set. And he's with that kid named Born, and we soaking up some sun, even at dusk, even at dawn. When it shines on my face, it brightens up the place, it livens up my day. Loving the sun's what I say. Raise my hands to the sky, blow a kiss, then say hi in the shades where I lie. The rays give replies. Do you love it?
Yeah, I love
now,
it.
Now do you love
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I love
oh, yes,
it.
Yes, I love the sun so much. If I could grab it, I would hug it.
My life, my life, my life.
Cause everybody loves it.
In the sunshine.
Alive, I asked the question, how real is reality? I dreamed a dream so vivid with colors cascading, bathing my words in sensuality. As they float from my mouth in your direction, an arrow to a bullseye as to you, my affection. You looked at me and smiled as the brilliance of passion in your eyes ran wild. I became your song, and as I float from your lips, the taste of the melody burned in my hips. I drifted, engulfed in the rapture of your touch, dreaming, but nothing had ever thrilled me so much as this fantasy into which you came. I invited your touch as you sang me. I lost my breath as I gave in and shared my soul, finding love in a fantasy. It was real because consciousness lingered so near. Tangled in emotions I felt from within, but the farthest away was fear. Like lava that flows, boils cool water, so burned my love, only hotter. In the heat of my passion, I died in your lap, a death I would relish again. For to die in a dream with you by my side would make such an enticing end. It's too sweet to be fiction, yet perfect, unreal. Words can't describe what it is that I feel. I'd name this feeling, but what's in a name? Would desire rename still cut so deep? Would I still toss and sigh and shiver, having visions of you in my sleep? I had a dream. All of the things I've been wanting to do to you, physically, mentally yours. Touch my shores, I'm unlocking doors to your spirit. I open my soul, my mind can hear the song, soft and long. The rhythm, it beats like our hearts strong. In a place where you feel, but things still aren't as real as they seem. In the darkness of my dreams, I had a dream.
JP, that's what it is. That's Walter Beasley from an older album. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
JP fell in love when he called your wife and told you loved her. Ain't that what something?
Ain't that I love something? You, baby. I love you tonight. Just don't get on my nerves.
Yeah, she just checking when the money go into the account. She don't care. She all right. You got that joint account thing every time it go in there. So she like, okay, go get it, baby.
Right.
Go get it. All right, well, I ain't going to bother you too much more than that. All right, what's the topic right. for tonight, man? Because I want to get the people ready, man.
The topic of tonight. What's going on with Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp? They have all been shut down.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, let me tell you what I think about it and this one thing. I'm going to get the people ready. I'll be right back at you here, JP. You got to just get your mind right. You got to get your mind right before you start.
That's all.
Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Hey.
That's what we're doing here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Oliver. JP3 is in there. We're here to get your mind right, because ain't shit funny on this segment right here. Go get him, JP. Go get him.
Well, ladies and germs, birds and worms, butterflies and bees. Nah, I'm playing. Yo, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger has shut down. Now, my theory is the reason why it's not funny. Well, it's not funny, first of all, because some people are actually making money off of all those websites. It's helping their business, which is fine because, you know, that's what the web, that's what the internet's for. You can do what you want. You can get in touch with friends, family. Now, like the one part, WhatsApp definitely helps you keep in touch with folks across seas. I have family in other countries, you know, so that's one part of the shit that ain't funny. But the other part I was thinking about is that some people think it was an inside job, like somebody got a heart and pulled the switch because they don't want some psychological defects to start happening to people, whatever. But my theory is that they shut it down because there's too much information about the jab, the CV-19, you know. There's too much information about that going around with brothers like Reza Islam, and he's just one of them. There's a zillion of them now. They started out with a few. Now there's a zillion of them, so they can't take the heat because they're trying to get everybody to go do that jab thing. And people aren't doing it like they want, especially black people, but a lot of people ain't doing it like they want worldwide. So they shut that shit down worldwide, from what I understand, and I think that's what it is. They don't want the information to keep getting around. Now, Twitter seems to be more strict about things. They done shut Trump down. They shut Minister Farrakhan down. You know, I don't know about Twitter, but these websites are definitely passing out a lot of information. Now, the CDC or Dr. Fauci will say that it's false information. They'll say it's false information, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's kind of crazy. I think that I personally think that they are doing it so they can stop the spread of information against the jab. I don't know what name to call it. They started out with Corona. They started out, you know, it was Corona and it's COVID and it's, you know what I mean? If you say the word, you program your websites and your program will get blocked. Like, who gives a shit for real? Because obviously they can shut it down anytime they want. So, you know what I'm saying? I think they're doing it for that reason. I don't know if they're going to turn it back on, when they're going to turn it back on, or you're going to have to re-sign up. They got everybody's information. They got everybody's pictures. You know what I mean? Everything you done put up there is just up there now. So that's an issue too. But, you know, it's probably okay for them to do it because it's probably in the contract that you agreed to that we keep all your shit once you put it up here. And that shit ain't funny either. And real quick, you know what else ain't funny? This cat that was supposed to be getting this interview today, John Streets, ain't show up. Ain't called me or nothing. What's up, nigga? You know what I mean? What's up with that? That shit ain't funny either. But that's a whole nother topic. So, yeah, my topic for Ain't Shit Funny today, right this second as we speak, is they shutting major websites down, major social websites down, so people can't communicate. So now he's going to have to take shit. You're going to have to listen to the news. You're going to have to look on corners. I see all these corners in these inner cities. They got billboards up, big billboards up, so everybody can see them. Go get your shot. Go get your whatever. So, you know what I mean? That's not funny. So we'll see how that goes. But what do you think about it? What do you think about that?
Well, man, listen, man, you made me get all choked up. I was like, wow, you got a lot of information and stuff, and I was listening to it. And I'm like, well, look, maybe all those entities are owned by one family. How about that? And they have enough information correlated so that they don't have to worry about the jab and none of that type of petty stuff. They're showing you, like, now you better go and knock on somebody's door and be like, hey, Mike, how you doing, Holmes? And you got on the mask. So you got to figure out how you going to do that without a mask. You know, because it's like they going to force you to go be a human being. Because remember, certain people never stop being social, economic beings. So they were always in a group all the time. So they did that all, you know, everybody, they is. So we just still, like, we distant. we still distant. So the more distant you are, everybody not walking around with a phone in their face right now because that shit shut down. It shut down, so you can't walk with the phone in your face. Ain't nobody to talk to. Okay, you can't post up. You can't say, today I'm getting my dog waxed. I'm like, nah, man, move. Now, you know, nobody really cares, for real, for real. You got 50,000 followers on how you drink Poom Poom juice or something. All of it is a waste of time. They made their money, bro. So I ain't mad at them. I ain't even know it's plugged because, like I said, I'm coming back hard on social media. So I guess they heard me and was like, oh, shit. This brother got the algorithm. I'm just coming with the algorithm because it's a lot of information to go around, okay? And on the next part of it, there's a lot of artists out here that can't do their thing now. So I would suggest, if I was these artists, not calling anybody name, because I respect you if you got things you're doing and stuff you're doing, but like I said to this director earlier today, director was like, yo, man, everybody in the industry's on drugs. I was like, yeah, get used to it, everybody. So of some type of drug. So if a guy said he coming, he might have to go pawn his guitar and come to the show late. You might have to go get him and pawn his guitar and bring him to the show. If you feel indulged to go ahead that far, because in the past, during the times where we had gas lines through the Yin Yang 72 and all that, you know, they're replaying 1972 and 2022. And that's the whole point I'm saying. They're just replaying it. And a lot of people ain't catching it. Like, yo, you better get with the program. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you this one song, and you check out what I'm saying through this one song. I'll be right back at you. Listen to me, Billy.
Away out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe.
JP, I just want to get some perspective on that topic right there. You dig me, bro?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had to get some perspective on that, Jack, because that's where we were supposed to be at, One Nation Under a Groove. So we done got so far away from that a guy said, we're going to jab you and then give you uppercut. And then now we don't know who got it and who don't got it. So we're going to take away your social media. So now your social media is tied up to your social economics. So where other races of people go have picnics with their family, certain people depend on these things, these platforms to do everything. Literally, if they don't have these entities, they don't know how to have a decent conversation with a human being. Okay? For real. And I don't feel sorry for them. None of them.
It seems like the... I don't know. It seems like anybody born after 2000, it's a bit difficult to communicate. Not all of them, but I don't know. I definitely never stopped communicating with people person to person. But the only thing I really did appreciate about, or do appreciate about social media is the fact that you can get money. If you know what I mean, you can get money. You can get in touch with certain people. You know, get in touch with old, sometimes you don't need to get in touch with old friends, but, you know, get in touch with family, and especially making money. I feel bad for the artists that they're depending on that for a part of their marketing, I'm sure. People have their own websites, but there's definitely a lesson. Like, don't put all your faith in social media, that's for sure.
well, that's cool, but listen, what happened now? See, all the people that in the past didn't know that in the 70s, if you wanted your music out there, you put it on the radio, period. That's how you got it out there, okay, and the people would hear it. So now, who got the radio show with your music intact? Who got your music? Because now you can't use none of those platforms to get your thing off. You can't. That's a XXXXX. So who you going to call and be like, yo, I got this new album about to come out. Can you play my music? Can you play? With some respect, see, because now you paid all them cats to put your music out there and get you some likes. So I'm looking for the cash app to go off every time you call me on my show. Every time now. Because I'm putting your music out there globally. I'm doing it for the fun of it. Because if you make it through the, what they call that thing? Through my little washing machine? If I like your music, it might go out there. If I like it, I guess. Because I got one of those funny taste buds. I'd like you to play your music.
I don't know if you get the right, when people have done it already, but when you get the right song, people will definitely click on your post, and you know what I mean. Today, like,
but
yeah, radio, TV,
that.
All that
but
stuff.
You can't do that right now. You just said it. You just said.
No, but even the radio, they got to click on. They got to click on Dirty Basement to even hear the show. They got to click on something.
Well, guess what? I ain't been banned. I'm not going to let you get me banned, so they can still go right ahead and click us. See how they hit? That's easy, ain't it?
And like the radio's definitely a good tool. I think the tool, you know how to use it.
Guess what?
The tool, you know how to use
well,
it, but nowadays everybody got their phone in their ear, got their Bluetooth in their ear.
But guess what? All them things are about to be negated, correct?
Absolutely.
Correct? Okay, good. So now you're still going to have to turn into a radio show to hear whatever you want to hear, right? Come on, JP. Work with me, bro.
Yeah, my bad. Say that again.
No, I was saying that you got to tune into our little radio show so you can hear what you need to hear, because you can't go to Facebook right now. You can't go to Instagram right now. You can't. C-A-N. Apostrophe T. Can't. Cannot. Long way. Cannot go there. So now what are you going to do immediately to get your music out there? You probably should call in at 563-999-3050. Press the number one and be like, yo, priest, I got my tune. I got it on MP3. I'm going to email you. You can hit me up at priest. That's priestilika@gmail.com. And you shoot me that MP3, and we're going to go ahead and listen to it and peruse it and all that stuff. And if it don't make my show, we have on Saturdays the original Dirty Basement that has a segment called Go and Know. So that music has industry people that's on the panel. They listen to your music, and they'll let you know what you need to do to get that thing out there and pop it on the globe. So we're putting the team together so your thing can flow. I don't know, JP. What you want me to sell them next, bro? What should I sell them?
Shoot, I don't know.
It's
on
the
website. They're going to need their own website.
Oh, no, their website. They can link their website into the radio show. Since you can't use none of those other things.
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you it's a fact. It's a fact. Since you can't. You just said they can't. We're showing you the dynamics of can't. C-A-N apostrophe T. So every avenue you talk about, you have to use the word can't in there some kind of way. No?
That's all. Yeah, that's all.
I'm playing chess. We playing checkers. What we doing, bro? All right, look, I'm gonna ease up on the topic for a few seconds, man, because young people probably mad at me. They was like, hold on, man, you the one that gotta come to you? Yeah, you gotta come to me, man. Let me show you why. I'm gonna show you why, man. Check this out, man. Message to the messenger, man. Check him out. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. And remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feel in the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feel in real independence, but they just pulling contracts with a man. Private Pride will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and that everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
Yeah, this is in Philly, man. I'm your host, Pete Tyler, the JP3. I just wanted to get that message to the best of this out here, you know what I'm saying? Because people had a long time to deal with the social media and do all this and all that and all this and all that. And people became famous and became rich and all that stuff. Or as they say, wretched. We don't say rich. We say wretched. Because now they got the money, but they behavior went way out to the left field, right field, outfield, gone. And they got the money now, but, boy, no social media. So how are you going to connect with your friends? How are you going to tell them about French toast that you ate at the Smiths on 14th Street? You ain't going to be able to tell them. that you had French toast made for you because you don't know how to cook. It's true, JP. It's true. It's true. It's true.
That's one of the easiest dishes.
Oh.
That's one of the easiest dishes to cook.
Nah, man. See, you like to eat. And you a man talking. You a man talking, see? So, you know, you going to cook what you like to eat. You already just eat it, man. Just make the egg, put some cinnamon in it, put a little seed in it, spread it around a little bit, throw the bread in there, put a little, just a little tiny bit of oil in the pan, flip that thing over, boom, boom, bam. Man, 30 seconds, you eating, bro. I don't eat it, but I know
exactly
how to cook. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. It don't get no stale bread to do that shit. It don't work.
Nah,
never cook stale bread. I'm picking with people today, man, because ain't shit funny, man. For real. That shit is serious out here. I don't know about the jam, man, but they playing with it.
Nah, I think, I might be wrong about that, but, you know what I mean, it seems like they can't really, all they can do is put that stupid D1 under anybody. Anybody even say anything about that. The PD warning goes. So, you know what I mean, I think that's.
But check what happens. Since you started talking about it, our waves start getting crackly. Did you notice that?
I don't hear that.
I was here. I was like, hold on. JP, every time you mention, you got to have like a secret word for that shit. Okay, that they don't even recognize. Only the listeners that listen to the show going to be able to recognize when you're talking about that particular subject. Because I just
I'm going to say my secret word is boom shakalaka.
Oh, boom shakalaka, right. All right, we're going to work with boom shakalaka. So anytime the listeners hear that, boom shakalaka, put your safety belt on and it might get kind of crackly up in here. All right, that's what it is, bro. So go ahead, man, hit me up, man, because I would go in on stuff like that. Because I'm seeing people, they got their phones in their face. Every woman I seen out here got on spandex and shoes. And I'm like, Charlie, you're 400 pounds. You said, I already had the spandex on before the French toast. Before the French toast, man. Come on, man. How much buffet we need, man? Single people
right.
Buffet. Single people buffet. I ain't mad at nobody
right.
That got their weight. They carry their weight, carry your weight. But why you got on spandex? And you ain't walking. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't even
walking. You
should walking.
Be walking with your man. That's the point. You should be walking. Get your up and walk. And you walk across the street. And I heard a woman say, yo, I got to call me a cab. And she walked, we walking down the road. So I guess she did about a half a block. That's why I heard her, because she was jamming to the music. She said, I got to call me a cab. This is too much. I was like, what? Children started laughing because I guess it was a joke, but the lady stopped where she was and she'd call her a lift. I come a lift as well.
Call her a lift.
A lift. The woman walked a half a block. We walking from school, so that's like 9 country blocks or whatever. So we do it every day, backwards and all that type of stuff. So it's like people walking up the road, you see them. You see them walking up the road. So, you know, I got my music on. I'm talking to my children. We laughing or whatever. So the lady got close enough so we could hear her say, whew, that's a whole lot. And I know I saw her get on at the light, and I looked in the measurement, and I said, it's a half a block. So me with my children, I'm doing measurements in class, so I'm doing that with my children. I'm saying, wow, she walked a half a block. And then I heard her say, I'm going to catch me a lift or something. I said, okay. That's too much. Children laugh. We can't walk it because we can't get there. We eight people deep on a regular day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
On a regular day, we eight people deep. So we looking for the limo every day. Every day. Don't nobody get that mixed up. Huh?
You got to get one of them stretch SUVs from Lyft.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Some else got to drive that, bro. I ain't even busy with driving no more. I done got to the part where I look like you want to run into me. So, look, I'm going to get somebody else to drive. I'm going to be sitting in the back. Yeah, no, it ain't bothering me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll get out, open the door for my own. Open the door for myself. Thank you. Because it's got to get bigger and better, man. It can't go backwards. You know? Nah, bro. So, that's what it is, man. I hear the thing, the rumbler starting to rumble in the background. They talking about they're ready to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know that's right. I'm ready to eat, too.
Man, you talk about French toast. I'm like, what's how derivative of French toast? Well, it's like a grilled cheese, man. Shoot. Put some turkey on that thing. What? You know me, man. I would make it happen. Bought me 2 muffin pans 2 days ago. I ordered them things up. I'm about to make me some muffins tonight.
Yeah.
It's about to be happening, smelling good. Hey,
get some brownies up in that joint.
Oh, I'm getting to the brownies, bro. You better know that. As soon as I get me that new refrigerator. One of my listeners gonna hook me up with a new refrigerator, man. They were like, yo, I like your music, man. You need a refrigerator. My cousin Tony got one that he didn't need no more. Right?
That sound about right.
Well, on that note, I'm going to take a drive, and I'll be right back at you on the listening room, Philly. All right?
Got it.
dad had to calm that thing down here in the listening room, Philly, JP. He had to do it, man. That topic had me breathing hard, bro. What's wrong with us, man? We done forgot we are us. For real. Is that what happened?
It seems like it. We elude.
Oh, man, you broke up already. Uh-oh.
I hear the static now.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to tell you. See, we started to get serious on there, and they be like, hold on. You know you folks of African descent mixed with all this indigenous stuff. Indigenous mean you from the earth. I don't know why people keep talking about they this and they that. Everybody's indigenous unless you from a test tube. Then you wouldn't be indigenous. Right? Come on,
well,
man.
There's a lot of test tubes walking around here.
Well, believe that, man, because guess what? They out here, adoption of black children is on an all-time high, and people going for it wholesale. So if you make a mistake with your children, somebody else will be walking down the street with your children, and they have no feelings about it.
Well, that shit ain't funny. That's a whole... on the topic. That shit is not funny at all.
Oh, I'm on it right
very
now.
True.
I saw it today. I was like, hold on. So you got this little 13-year-old black kid that you adopted or whatever, and you walk past me. I got 7 children black, like this black kid, with dreadlock in their head like him, and you can't even look me in my face. I'm looking at you like, boy, I already know what your plan is. But see, when you plan to teach him all of what you need to teach them so your wealth could be manipulated for a couple more years until you're dead, then guess what? He got to come out here and get amongst real people. And you ain't preparing him to be around real people. Well, you got dreadlocks and that. Because, see, real people is real. They real for real. They ain't even in no fake shit with nobody. Believe that. And when people say you can't talk to these young children, why you got to talk to them anyway? Well, you should be shutting up. Because these kids that were born after 2000 way smarter than any people I know, including myself. They way smarter. So why we got our mouth open? We should be listening to these young people. For real. If they can show you some algorithms that'll make you rich overnight, because them is the one doing it. People acting like old people is setting up algorithms to make you a star overnight. It's some little kid from 2005, he was born. This kid's on there making his bones because the Wawa app is too slow. So his daddy told him to get on there and make an app that he can sell the Wawa right quick to speed up their timing. Okay, to speed up their timing and sell that shit for $40 million and walk away and keep going to school like you ain't do shit to nobody. Because when you get the type of real money they passing out, you ain't supposed to be telling nobody you got shit, man. And the kids that got it, these kids walk around with $30 million and look like 25 years old, man. And they got that bread. But they've been through so much abuse to get that money. And trust, don't even use the word trust around them. You just better be real or not. That's one or the other. And they'll work it out with you if they want to talk to you or not. Not you talk to them. What you talking to them for? You broke. Right.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, they got the money stacked. They be like, yo, if I want an opinion, I could buy it. Remember, they was raised on movies and stuff, bro.
Right.
So you got to talk to them in a dialogue like you've been watching every movie and content, which, you know, I don't watch movies, but I talk to a lot of real people. So my words are choice words.
I know some of them have been complaining a lot, especially a lot of the foreigner humans that have been adopted by some of these people. They've been turning them into straight slaves.
Of course, why not?
All they doing? They're busy doing work. I mean, who knows? That could be sexual. That could be physical. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's all types
why
of
not?
Funny shit going
why
on.
Why not? Why not?
That shit's crazy.
Why not do all that? If you got slaves, you can do all of that. You wrote it down in books what you did to them. You had no intention of stopping. Nobody ever pulled the clothes on you.
Right.
No Yeah. The plug, you still gonna keep on going. So can't nobody say shit about they still doing it. They doing what they was designed to do. Take the world and turn it upside down.
But they locking up R. Kelly for doing same shit.
Oh, see, you should have go ahead and get blocked on the radio right now. You should have left it to himself. All right, because I ain't going to put no slander out there. You understand? For real, I ain't going to do that. But I met his brother, and his brother was not in a good way. You know, we were riding across the country on the Greyhound bus. So the brother rode with us from L.A. to Chicago. Drinking his $400 bottle or whatever that shit was, stinking up the back of the bus. You know what I'm saying? And if you leave your brother like that, I don't know what you do to human beings. But that's personal, I don't know. Real shit. Sue me later. You know what I'm saying? Oop, there it went. They took JP off the air right quick, so you know what it is now, right? We're going to go through our thing.
I'm break the fast. Cause I know everything's gonna be alright.
Philly, I'm Priestalica. JP3 is in the house. Just had to get that vibe up, man. Get it going. Look like they took you out the air for a few seconds, man.
Nah, I hit the button. I just remember where I know that song from. I was playing. I was on tour with this. I was on tour with this artist named Yazara, who's out of DC. My man Marcus Johnson was producing her, promoting her, all that stuff. But we went on a tour around the country and all that. And that was one of the songs. I was like, yo, I know that song. And I don't know if at the time I was thinking it was a Tina song or what, but yeah, that's definitely the same song. I wanted to say something real quick about R. Kelly's brother, too. Apparently, R. Kelly tried to get that brother to take the rap for that videotape with the little girl. And that's why he said he wasn't effing with him no more.
Yeah, because see what happened was I couldn't say because I don't know. I just know I read into what the brother was telling me because we rode through a couple of states together while he was drinking his expensive liquor. And he was explaining to me, like, the shit wasn't right what his people do to their family members. So he didn't go too much into it, but he was like, when your family members get paid, everybody's supposed to eat. And if you promise your parents that you're going to make sure everybody eat, your parents pass away, you're supposed to still make sure everybody eat. So then if everybody not eating, then you're making people fall guy and all that type of shit. I'd be upset too because it goes around, comes around. For real, for real. I've seen it and I know it. You know, so it didn't work out too well for your brother that you're speaking about. I'm not going to call his name because I'm not getting sued in the least bit. But if the brother calls me live and be like, hey, Priest, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing? Boom. Story real. I checked my sources. They 100. I ain't put no slander out there. I'm just saying, you know, you got to check what you're saying out here, what you're doing. Because, you know, people on you, man. They ain't playing with you today. They will tell you what you said and what you meant. And you be like, no, I didn't say that. You misquoted me. Well, I heard you say, quote, unquote, such and such and such. I said, but you have nothing inside to quote. Who taught you black folks and people to speak English? Quote, such and such and such, unquote. And you got some words inside the quotes, not quote, unquote. Every time people hear you say that, they know you wasn't ever taught the English language as much as writing it and speaking. So a lot of people can technically write it down, but they can't speak it. Therefore, they don't have access to the Elon Musk money and all that stuff. Because you got to be able to speak to speak and walk to walk. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really a maze. You know what I'm saying, JP?
Elon Musk, I know they, it's like they changed the way we communicate.
Yeah, why not?
No, so I'm saying whether they planned for it to happen or not, it's like the people just started
Somebody pulled a switch, and see, when your business is tight, you can pull one switch and it shuts down whatever you're entitled to. So it just happened that those organizations got shut down on the same switch, okay? Which means that also there could have been a security breach that was so big that they shut down all of that, because the correlation of all that information in somebody else's hand will make somebody else very wealthy, whoever buys that information, because it sells on the market. And they keep saying the black market, but I don't know too many black people on that market. But hey, guess what? If you can get on the black market, they're probably selling you all the information from those four organizations by 12 o'clock tonight, for sure, all of it, correlated. And the stock price be about $3 billion. And somebody's going to write a check, Bitcoin or whatever, is going to pay $3 billion for all the information that they got access to already. So, you know, that's how they bankrupt companies these days. It's called hostile takeover. Go read it. Go Google it. And that's why I retired from business. I used to be a bad guy. You know what I'm saying, JP?
Oh, yeah. Good news, everybody. Apparently, they got everything up and running again. Maybe it was just a glitch. Wink, wink.
No, man. You had to make the stock go up. You had to make the stock go up. And the only way you can make the stock go up is make it go down abruptly. And then by the time a business closed at night, boom, it mysteriously cuts back on. So as soon as the market opened at 5 a.m. in the morning, it's boom, it's on. It's going to go on the market tonight in Chicago on the futures market, and that shit is trading. It's going up right on the board, baby. So it's straight money business happening. I'm sorry, that was business 109 or some shit.
Well, everybody better have their own website in their back pocket, because they can hit the switch anytime they want.
Man, listen, anytime they want to make some extra cash, man, that's how they do it. Members all family-owned, stock-owned, so when the stock go down abruptly, everybody going to try to sell and get their money off the price. And then when it get to the bottom out, everybody buy all the stock back, because you made enough money where you can go and splurge and spend some money on some cheap stock that you just sold. You catch me? Now, tomorrow morning when the stock hit the market, watch what I'm telling you, man. They going to go through the roof, bro. You catch me? Those, the people that parent company and own all those entities, they start going through the roof. And then you will hear about they selling or buying some major shit. But hey, that's a different story, different topic, different page. I would like to thank everybody for joining us here on the Listening Room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Sadika. JP3 is bringing up the subject matter, and I am finally getting on it because you got no other place to go temporarily, because your organizations are into money making and you're not included. You know how many people lost today, man, because their websites and shit was down, bro?
Not the real, the real money people ain't lose nothing.
Oh no, man, they rejoicing, man, because everybody's like, yo, we made some money. You know what I'm saying? The people who were depending
all
on
I have
the
to say,
money. Yeah.
All I have to say is y'all should, whoever listening, go listen to OJ, Jay-Z, OJ. He definitely breaks it down in that about the money. That's one of them that I actually really like from him, from his recent stuff.
Okay, well, you heard that from JP3 here on Listening Room Philly. He's recommending some music to go listen to and get your high on. Thank everyone for joining us tonight and not breaking rule number one. Thank you very much for joining us. Please join us again on Friday. We have the Listening Room DC. I'll be doing my duties and coming back up and hoping they shut that shit down one more time, because that's what it is, JP. You got anything you want to say to these people, man? Cause I know you love them like that. It was just...
Yeah, apologies if you tuned in to hear John Streets. I'm not sure what happened, but you know what I mean? Keep tuning in. You know what I mean? Keep your head up. Keep your head up. And that's about it. Peace.
Yeah, man, don't worry about it, man. We're going to send somebody to go pick up John, man. He probably over at the club, jamming and all that type of stuff. And we're going to go in there and just bring in the soundboard and record him live like I do and just bust his nerves open. Catch him live and uncut and go get 2 million views one time and make him pay me 3.5% because I thought it up and acted it out. And I'm going to do him a favor after I do that, JP. You know what I'm going to do for him?
What's that?
I'm going to bring him back to the radio show and put him back on the air. He'll be more than willing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, make that money with these cats, man. They'll show up. There's no problem. Yeah, man, that's what it is, man. Everybody sending out that love to everybody out there. Y'all stay free, and if you got to take the shot, don't take too many. And if you got to take it, do it the right way, man. Stay out of the maze, man. Good night.